Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. I have two guests joining me this morning to talk about St. Peter's by the Sea Episcopal Church Women's Christmas Bazaar. I have Pauline Fredrickson and Catherine Snelling. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Holly.
Well, this is a treat every year. The women's group at the Episcopal Church organize this giant Christmas bazaar, and look forward to hearing the highlights.
We really are looking forward to it. It's going to be great. It's this coming Saturday, starting at 10 until 2, and there will be lunch and bake table and new things. We're really encouraging people to come and just see it all, and also, when they do, to be sure they're signed up for a door prize. We're going to give a door prize every hour.
And this is kind of a multi-sensory bazaar. I mean, it's not this passive walk in and look at crafts on tables. So, Catherine, is this your first bazaar?
Oh, no. No, I've been through a few of them. But, you know, growing up in Sitka, it's been an annual event. I can't remember when there wasn't one. I'm, you know, attending a bazaar a weekend ago and noticed that, you know, they'd been there for X number of years. And I thought, well, you know, the Episcopal one, I don't know when it never was. So I don't know, Pauline, you know, how long it's been going on?
Well, ever since I've been in Sitka, and that okay. In the old days, we had ladies who did fine needlework, handiwork, all that kind of thing. And it was just, we've gotten some wonderful linens over the years that we remember the old bazaars from. And always in the Sea House. When I came here, Mrs. Molyneux was running the whole church with one other lady. It's quite a lot in memory of the Episcopal Church in Sitka.
Yeah. And this bazaar, is it meant to serve the community so people can go Christmas shopping? Is it meant to be a fundraiser?
It's a little bit of both. The ECW, the Episcopal Church Women, use their funds to support the Sea House, which is used by the wider community a lot. And then they also choose charities to donate to. So there is some fundraising, but I don't know that that's the main focus. It is to come in, and it's kind of our welcoming the community in for a festive time, particularly the luncheon time. You know, it's got the clam chowder and the chili and hot dogs, and this year we'll serve a slice of apple pie.
And that's a little bit different. That
yes.
Most bazaars, where you're looking at crafts and shopping, usually just grab a quick bite and run. But Pauline, maybe you can explain the setting of when you say a luncheon.
It is. The Sea House is such an interesting, wonderful old building. And the front of the Sea House, the living room, will be set up with small tables. And it's a great time to visit with a good friend or bring your grandmother in for lunch. It's just really, really nice. And we have people to help you. And you have your really delicious meal. And before or after that, you check out the bake table and the attic treasure table. And there'll be fresh seized candy from the hospital auxiliary, I think. A lot of good things to look at. And those good door prizes. Be sure and sign up. There'll be a young man with a young blonde fellow walking around writing down names and putting them in the bucket for the drawing every hour.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds very fun. You mentioned the attic treasures table. What is that?
Well, we put out to the members and to collect things that are really lovely, you know, nice. It's not a rummage sale. You know, it's
nice good to
things.
Distinct.
Yeah, it's not rummage. It's very, very nice items that you no longer desire to have or need, and bring them in. They would make a lovely gift. There's a re-gifting, as she termed it. So they're Anything. Some of it's jewelry, some of it's beautiful vases or other kinds of objects. And
I think that's a Sitkin way. I think we're very comfortable that when it's, you know, here's this treasure I have and it won't appreciate it, mm-hmm. but I know somebody else will.
Right.
Or
exactly.
I'm not actually using this china
mm-hmm.
set.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Someone is, you know, chomping at the bit for one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there something new that's going to happen this year at the bazaar?
Yes, you want me to talk about that?
Catherine should talk about it. She's our best baker, pie maker.
No, that's not
well, she's
so.
one of the best.
Wow, that's I a
just
great intro.
The available one with a lovely crew. I didn't do it all myself, so don't mislead anybody there. But yes, we will be offering frozen, unbaked pies to sell. You can take them home and bake them when you want a fresh baked pie.
That is a brilliant idea.
There'll be apple pie, there'll be a few pumpkin, but mainly we stuck with the apple.
And I want to know I love the backstory of, you know, because mostly people have, you know, pre-baked pies. Mm-hmm. How did the frozen pie concept come up?
Well, I've been an admirer of Catherine's pies for quite a while, and we do have some really good cooks. And I'm not a person who bakes or cooks a lot, especially during the holidays. So I thought, wow, I would love to have one to put in the freezer. And by golly, this year we're going to do it.
That is a terrific idea. What's the shelf life of a frozen pie?
4 to 5 weeks.
Oh, that's a long time.
In the freezer, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I can buy my frozen pie. Mm-hmm. People will forget that the sale happened.
Right.
And then do I have permission to pretend that it was my pie?
It's your pie because it's in your oven, and you have to watch it and make sure it doesn't burn and it comes out bubbly and golden. So, yes, it's your pie.
Oh, so if I nurture it, I can gain some ownership.
I think so. That's fair.
That sounds terrific. And how much are the frozen pies?
Oh, did we set on a price?
I don't know that we know that yet.
Oh, it might
Isn't
be priceless. Funny?
Might be priceless. No, yeah.
I think they will be a bargain, even if they're kind of expensive.
Yes. Yeah, well, they're 9-inch, so they're a good-sized pie.
It's a pie for sharing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So once the price is negotiated.
20 or under.
20 or under. That sounds mm-hmm. good. Is it just cash and carry, or can people bring a credit card?
Yes, it needs to be cash and carry.
Mm-hmm. Terrific. So stop at the ATM. Can I bring a check?
Oh, yes. A check is fine. Yes. The way that they've set it up, it's rather, friendly competition between the bake table and the luncheon and the attic treasures. So at each table, it's just like any other bazaar. They all have their own cash box. And so they sort of compete as to who brings in the most sales.
I don't know. That frozen pie table seems to have the advantage.
Generally, the bake table beats them out.
Well, we will see. So folks can stop by St. Peter's by the Sea Episcopal Church mm-hmm. Women's Christmas Bazaar. It's this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. Frozen pies, luncheon, attic treasures, and part of the proceeds go towards
supporting the Sea House so that it's available for community events and also the local charities. And ECW and the Sitka congregation have supported a student in
Through Rafiki, a student.
Mm-hmm.
And we have supported a number of students now. And then I think this year there'll be a contribution to the backpack luncheon.
The
Blessings in a Backpack.
Exactly.
Right.
And also Braveheart.
Mm-hmm. Well, terrific. Thank you so much. Thank my guests, Pauline and Catherine, for joining me this morning.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, Holly, for having us.
Mm-hmm.